This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Colfax Railroad Museum will receive significant grant funding from the state to help preserve their exhibits. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin State Building Commission recently announced over $50 million in grant funding awards, $600,000 of which will go to the Colfax Railroad Museum. Organization officials say that funding will be used to build a covered structure over all their train engines and cars. They also say the covered structure will allow the restoration work they do to last significantly longer, reducing upgrade and maintenance costs over decades. The grant funding will also be used to repave the parking lot at the museum to make it more accessible for seniors, residents with disabilities, and school buses carrying students on field trips. A number of other Western Wisconsin organizations also received grant funding awards, including $600,000 to Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council in support of their efforts to address homelessness in the Chippewa Valley, and $2 million to the St. Croix Valley Food Bank for a permanent food bank facility. The Menominee teenager charged in the hit-and-run death of an Eau Claire woman last year entered another plea last week. According to court documents, the now 18-year-old Addison Bowell entered a guilty plea to homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and hit-and-run involving death in Dunn County Court on Thursday. She had previously entered guilty pleas to three other charges in January in relation to the death of 54-year-old Ann Seidel in March of 2025. Bowell is scheduled to be sentenced in October and faces a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison. The Eau Claire County Highway Department is advising residents of a road closure in the area this week. According to a press release, County Highway D in the town of Clear Creek will be closed from today through Thursday. Highway Department officials say the closure is necessary for multiple culvert removals and replacements along Highway D from East Elm Road to Starling Road. There will be no detour route marked during the culvert replacement project, so area residents should plan their routes accordingly and be prepared for possible traffic delays. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells Wiz Politics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The first time these two rivals have faced each other this season. The Brewers coming off a 5-4 loss to the Twins in Minnesota on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
We're definitely in the game. We just didn't get the big hit with two outs. And again, like guys like Bowers, I mean, those two balls are out of most days at 105, and whatever the thing is usually homers. We hit some balls good and got nothing for it.
In Chicago, the Cubs lost to the White Sox 9-8. The White Sox taking that series 2-1. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
We couldn't get the third out of an inning. I think their first either 6 or 7 runs were with two outs. When you give up 9 runs, that's too many. We also left a lot of runs out there today.
NFL, coach Sherm Lewis has died. Lewis was the offensive coordinator for Mike Holmgren when the Packers won Super Bowl 31 with Brett Favre. Sherm Lewis was 83. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms later today and again tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware here today. Our high in the upper 70s this afternoon, tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, showers early, then mostly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.